Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 6, A Thief in the House. Metti seemed to be settling into the orphanage. She was doing chores, but she still had bursts of anger and kept to herself. But Mama Addie was hopeful.
"I know we had enough vegetables delivered last Friday to get us through the month," said Addie to Sandra, who was helping prepare dinner. "I inspected the sack myself, but there is only enough left for a couple of weeks at best."
"I noticed our portions had been a bit smaller over the last few weeks, but didn't want to complain," replied Sandra. "Actually, most of the girls have felt hungry when going to bed. I've heard them whispering."
Neither of them said any more about it, but both were thinking the same thing. Someone was stealing food.
But how? The kitchen was securely locked when not in use.
Addie slept fitfully during the next week. Metti was the most likely thief. Addie sat up several times at night and glanced over at Metti's bed, but she always lay quietly asleep. And besides, even though Metti still struck out at the other girls, at least she was helping with chores. Addie was sure that in time she would change.
"I think that's it for the dishes, Metti," said Addie after dinner one evening. "You certainly know how to make our pots shine. Thank you for your excellent work."
Metti said nothing in response. She lifted the tub of dirty dishwater from the sink and headed slowly toward the back door, keeping a close eye on Mama Addie's movements. As soon as Addie stepped out into the dining room, Metti quickly snatched a handful of vegetables from the sack near the back door. She scooted out, careful to keep her back facing the doorway so no one could see. After tossing out the water, she stooped down, quickly placed the stolen goods into the empty tub, and tapped it against the step. It looked as though she was knocking out leftover water or food fragments. In reality, she was hiding the stolen goods under the steps. Then, whenever she had an opportunity to shake out a mop or hang some laundry, she could grab from her stash, if no one was watching. Metti was very proud of the sneaky, deceitful ways she had learned while living on the streets. Tonight, however, she was not the only sneak.